The stock market is sending out a lot of different signals, and what companies are putting out there, it's confusing. And sometimes it's downright misleading. And if you want to avoid trouble, you've come to the right place. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone here on Money Life, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do this by applying their methodology, which is forensic accounting meets free cash flow analysis. They dig in at the footnotes level, at the very bottom, and work their way up, and they're asking a basic question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Is it possible that something that you think is good looking when you look at it from the top down is maybe not so attractive? In fact, the opposite of attractive to new constructs is dangerous. And conversely, something that looks maybe ugly, actually much more attractive than you might think. When things are misleading, well, that's where New Constructs is at its best. If you want to learn more about how it works, newconstructs.com, where they blog about their Danger Zone picks so you can get more information on the stock we're about to discuss. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Joining me now, Kyle Guskey, investment analyst for New Constructs. Kyle, thanks for joining me again on Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
This week, we're talking about one you like, so who's in the attractive zone this week?
The Hershey Company.
The Hershey Company, ticker symbol HSY. This is a stock I have to disclose that I know well because it's in my own portfolio and has been for a long time. And as much as I love the product,
chocolate.
This is not a stock that I tend to think of as like something that's going to have big moves in the, you know, I've owned it for a long time. I'm happy with it, but it's not something where I'm going, wow, it's somehow mispriced. But if for it to be a pick as an attractive stock, it has to be. So what's going on here?
Yeah, so this is a little bit more defensive play than some of the other things we've talked about. But essentially, we've got a industry leader. You got, you know, number one in chocolate, number one in mint, number three in gum and non-chocolate candies that is kind of trading as if profits will permanently decline. So we're seeing a disconnect between the fundamentals of the business that are rising and the stock price implying permanent profit decline, which in our case makes things look very attractive.
Okay, but when we talk about, you know, how something is very attractive.
You are so good looking.
How attractive are these numbers? I mean, how out of whack is this valuation, and over what kind of time frame might we think it can be realized?
Yes, I think it helps to look at kind of the overall fundamentals of the company. Obviously, we're looking at profitability rising greater than peers. They're expanding into some growing markets, such as like the better-for-you snacks. They've got acquired Skinny Pop popcorn. They've got a couple protein bars that are in the development, such as One Protein. They're expanding into those markets, and they can leverage their existing distribution, their existing retail footprint, manufacturing, and marketing to really maximize those products for success. So you would expect that the future expectations for this company would imply growth. But in this case, we're looking at the current stock price implies that profits will actually decline by 20% permanently. And if we look at our DCF model, we actually see that current expectations imply that 11 years from now, profits will be just 3% higher than they were last year, which, given the historical track record of the firm, is extremely pessimistic, and given the market growth we would expect from those better for you products and just the standard chocolate and candy market, is very pessimistic. So we see that there's a big disconnect here between the valuation and the actual growth projections of the company.
Well, how big a disconnect? The no growth value of this stock, which is how you guys tend to evaluate things, what's the no growth value of this stock?
So on the no growth value, yeah, we call the economic book value. We're looking at right around 175, 176 a share.
Wow. On a stock that's currently trading below 145, you're talking, you know, $30 a share. That's a big gain on that kind of stock. What's going to help unlock it? I mean, is there a logical catalyst here?
Long term, it will be more expansion into the better for you market. They've got a big opportunity there to kind of grow profits beyond just the candies. We've seen, you know, a couple studies recently that people are indulging more during the COVID-19 pandemic, but long term, there is expectation that better for you market will grow even faster. So kind of more expansion into that and a bit of return to normalcy we'll see probably lead to potential earnings beats to kind of drive that stock price higher.
Well, and of course, we said that the no growth value in the 170s, but what if they just continue to have average growth?
Even if they grow profits by just 3% compounded annually, which is right below the 4% expected candy market, if they can grow 3% for the next decade, you're looking at 190 a share today.
And again, 3% is really, you know, kind of average and normal. If they happen to do better, well, obviously we're talking about a stock price that could be in the 200s.
Exactly. That's kind of a conservative case to see, you know, what could a conservative growth case look like for the Hershey, and it looks good.
Is there anything here that is a theoretical or potential red flag? I mean, we know the market can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent, but, you know, is there anything that is occurring in COVID-19 land, or we get out of this and people go, wait, hold it, I have to lose my COVID extra weight gain so I'm not going to have chocolate syrup or something. Is there anything that to you is a red flag that you need to watch out with on this company?
Not really long-term wise. I think the long-term projections of the industry look good and they're positioning well. I guess in the short term, obviously with decreased traffic through airports and some of the retail locations where they get a lot of their sales, we could see a dip here when they report earnings, which I guess could drop the stock, but that would, to us, only create a better buying opportunity.
Yeah, so we would take a drop in the stock if it creates a better buying opportunity. And the buying opportunity here is Hershey Company, HSY, the ticker. It is an attractive zone pick from the experts at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey is one of those experts. He is investment analyst for New Constructs. Kyle, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to learn more, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and of course they blog about their danger zone picks. Up next, it's market call time. Simon Lack will be here from SL Advisors, and we'll be talking all different kinds of energy stocks when Money Life for August 10th rolls on right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.